Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Chav Gimel. We are holding on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. I think we're up to the second medium-sized line, Mai Mufna Gabe Behema. We're in the middle of discussing the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds that if a woman is Mapeles, a Kamin Behema, Chaya Va'ov, that she's Tamei Tumas Leda. So we suggested that he derives that Shita from a Gzeirah Shavah. And that's going to lead us into a discussion right now about all the different rules of a Gzeirah Shavah and how there's a difference between a Gzeirah Shavah that's Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishneit Stadim, and what exactly those rules are. Then the Gemara is going to elaborate further on the reason for Shita Rav Meir, that Mapelas Kamin Behemah Chayav Of is Tamei Tumas Leida. We're going to also suggest alternate reasons for Rav Meir, not based on a Gzeirah Shavah, and then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Vlad that looks like a Behema is considered an Adam as far as Kiddushin is concerned. What if it's a female form, but it looks like a Behema that came out of a human being? Can the father be Mekabel Kiddushin on her behalf, and then she would be Mekudeshes? The Gemara is going to discuss the status of the opposite. What if you have a human being, form of a human being that comes from a behema? So what would the status of such a Vlad be? The Gemara is then going to explain the machlokas, what the nekudas ha-machlokas is between Rav Meir and the Chachamim about a Vlad that doesn't have a Tzuras Adam. Why is it that the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about Vlados that are missing critical things. Vlad that comes out with one eye, with one leg, guf atum, something that's missing all everything. So we're going to discuss the halachic status of all of those unusual, sad situations of vlados that are incomplete in some way or another. So says Gemara, my mufna gabe behema. So we had suggested yesterday that the reason for Rabbi Meir that he holds that a vlad that looks like a behema chayva of the mother's tamei tumas leida is because it says yitzira Adam, and it says and it says Yitzira by Behemos, by the creation of Behemos. So we learn Gzeirah Shavah that a Mapelas Demus Behema Chayva Of is like being Mapil Demus Adam, and therefore the mother is Tamei Tumas Leida. So we discussed, why is it that we learn Yitzira? Why not by Demus Tanin? It also says Yitzira, and also we said, but that's Bria. Why don't we learn Bria Bria? Why do we learn Yitzira Yitzira? So says the Gemara now, my mufna, so ultimately we said that Vayitzar is mufna mishneit stadin, and that's why we learn Yitzira Yitzira, whereas Vayivra is only mufna on the tzad of Adam, but is not mufna on the tzad of Taninim, and that's why we're not going to learn a Gzeirah Shavah of Bria Bria to connect Adam to Taninim, because it's not totally open, the words are not totally available to learn Gzeirah Shavah. So says Mar, my mufna gabe behema. Where do we find that it's mufna when it comes to a behema? If it's based on the pasuk that tells us vayas elukim es chayas haaretz uksiv vayitzar Hashem elukim min adam kol chayas asada. So in that pasuk is extra, and it's all obviously only there to teach me the Gzeirah Shavah. So gabe taninam yafnuye mufna. Well, then you have the same opening when it comes to the creation of a tanin. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, "Ves kol remes ha'adama," and a tanin is included in remes. Uksiv, vayivra l'kimes ha'taninim ha'gadolim. So that pasuk is extra. Says Gemara, remes dechsivasam diabashu. No, a tanin is not included in remes, because the remes that the pasuk is referring to is talking about a remes shabiyabasha. The tanin is a remes shabiyam, and therefore it's not included in the pasuk, and that's why tanin does not have an available pasuk. So, frak the Gemara. Why is it that we're more likely to learn a Gzeirah Shavah where the words on both sides of the Gzeirah Shavah are available and are not otherwise being used, more so than a Gzeirah Shavah where only the word on one side of the Gzeirah Shavah is available and not being used? Says the Nafkamina is as we're about to say, that there are three different types of Gzeirah Gzeira Shavu, when the Torah writes the same word in two different places, and these are the klalim when we can learn such a Gzeira Shava. Number one, Kol Gzeira Shava Sheina Mufna Kol Iker Ein Lemeidin Emena. If both sides of the Gzeira Shava, the words on both sides, are otherwise being occupied, you cannot learn that Gzeira Shava at all. That is simply not included in the category of Gzeira Shava. Number two, second level, Mufna Mitzad Echad. If the pasuk that's Malamed or the pasuk that's Nilmad is extra, and the other one is not extra, so then there's a machlokes. L'Rabbi Yishmael l'meidin ve'in meshivin. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we learn such a gzeir shava, and we don't ask a pirchan such a gzeir shava, even if we have something to respond to the limud, we have some way to suggest that the two parshios should not be equated. Nevertheless, if there's a gzeir shava there, you cannot say that they should not be equated. Hashem made them equated to each other. L'Rabbanan l'meidin u'meshivin. But according to Rabbanan, since it's only mufna mitzad echad, yes, it's possible to learn a gzeir shava, but it's also possible to shlug up such a gzeir shava. It's l'meidin u'meshivin. And then the third level is mufna mishneit studin divrei kol l'meidin ve'in meshivin. If it's mufna mishneit studin, everyone holds that the gzeir shava can be learned, and the gzeir shava cannot be rejected in any way. So according to the Chachamim, a gzeir shava that's mufna mishneit studin is way better than a mufna mitzad echad, because you can't be meshiv on a mufna mishneit studin. So says Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'ika bin Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishneit Stadin. But Rabbi Shmuel held that even a Mufna Mitzad Echad is the Maiden Ve'in Meshivin. So what advantage is there to a Mufna Mishneit Stadin over a Mufna Mitzad Echad according to Shittas Rabbi Shmuel? Says Mar, Nafkamina de Hecha de Ika, Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishneit Stadin, Shafkina, Mufna Mitzad Echad, Yalfina, Mufna Mishneit Stadin. Nafkamina is exactly our situation, that here we have two Gzer Shavas where we have an option to learn one or the other. We can either compare Behema to Adam, or we compare Taninim to Adam. Well, we take the one that's Mufna Mishneit Sladim, and not the one that's Mufna Mitzad Echad. Even though there is such a rule that a person cannot be done Gzer Shav Me'atzmo, the Rishonim point out that, so it's not really up to us whether we're going to learn Gzer Shav, you either have a tradition or you don't. The Rishonim point out that it doesn't seem that we got very, very specific information on each Gzer Shav, that there is some sort of wiggle room, meaning we either got, depending on which Rishonim goes, we either got a number of Gezer Shavas, and you have to figure out what they were, or we got words that are Gezer Shavas, and you have to figure out where they are, or certain halachos that are categories of halacha that are derived from Gezer Shavas, and then you have to figure out both the words and where they're derived from, but there's some wiggle room in terms of figuring out what those Gezer Shavas are. We just can't make it up, because obviously it doesn't make any sense if you're going to make up Gezer Shavas. The nature of language is that there are going to be words that repeat themselves in any book, so to just take any random words and connect them with each other, that wouldn't make any sense. So the Gemara now explains why it is when it comes to Tumas Leida, we darshan Yetzira Yetzira and we don't darshan Bria Bria. Lahachi Afni Rachmana Lebehema Mishneit Stadin Kiechid Lenigmar Min Mufna Mitzad Echad. That's why we have the availability of this Gzer Shava of Yetzira Yetzira on both sides, so that you should not make the Gzer Shava that's Mufna Mitzad Echad. So that's all one understanding, one lashon of how to understand this drasha of Rav Meir. So says Mar Vach Reid Rava Masin Amishmid Rabbi Elazar Lekula. He taught it Lekula in a more makel way that you could darshan gzer shava even if it's not as mufna as the previous way that we just learned. I mean, we just learned these three levels, but there's another version of the three levels where level number one is Kol gzer shava sheinu mufna kol iker lemeidinu meshivin. A gzer shava that's not mufna at all, you can learn, but it's meshivin. You can also shlug up such a gzer shava. Number two, mufna mitzarech, or level two, mufna mitzarechad. If it's mufna mitzarech, the Rabbi Shmuel lemeidin ve'ein meshivin, the Rabbanan and the meidin meshivin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's ironclad, lemeidin ve'ein meshivin. According to the Rabbanan, lemeidin meshivin. You could be meshiv on such a gzer shava. And mufna mishneit sadin to reakol, lemeidin ve'ein meshivin. If it's mufna mishneit sadin, then everyone would agree that you cannot reject such a gzer shava. According to the Rabbanan, that even when it's mufna mitzad echad, it's lemeidin umeshivin. So why is that any different than gzeir shava that's not mufna at all according to this lashon? So nafkamina hechad mishkach, so shein mufna mitzad echad, v'shein mufna kalikar, v'lav hai islay pircha, v'lav lahai islay pircha, shavkina shein mufna kalikar, v'gamrin mi mufna mitzad echad. Let's say you're presented with two possibilities of how to learn gzeira shava. One is not mufna at all. One is mufna mitzad echad. Neither of them have a pircha on it. Which gzeira shava should you apply? So obviously we prefer the one that is more mufna. So the Gemara now brings that when it comes to Tumas Leida, we don't learn Tanin from Gzeira Shava because there's a Pircha also. Vacha, my Pircha Ika. Over here, what's the Pircha that we could respond to this Limud that we say we're not going to learn Gzeira Shava from Misad Echad because it has a Pircha in it? Mishum de Ika Lemifrach. We could ask a Pircha that you can't compare Adam to Tanin because Mal Adam Shekein Metame Mechayin. The Torah is Metame Tumas Leida by Adam because we find that there are more Chamer when it comes to Adam, that an Adam could be Tameh while he's still alive, whereas Balei Chayim are not Tameh while they're still alive. There is no Tumah until they die. So Mapelas Tumus Balei Chayim is not going to be Tameh Tumas Leida. So since according to the Chum, you could be Meshuv and Gzer Shavah that's only Mufla Mitzad Echad, so we're not going to darshan Gzer Shavah to be Tameh Tumas Leida when your Mapil Kamin Tanin, because there's a Meshivan on that. But Mapelas Tumus Beima Tameya, is Tamei Leida. Is Tamei Tumas Leida because the Tumas is derived from the Gzer Shav Yitzira Yitzira. So even though there would be what to be Meshiv, you can't be Meshiv. It's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, so you're not allowed to be Meshiv. You just have to accept that Gzer Shav. That's why we don't learn the Gzer Shav about Tanin, about Ve'yivra Briya Briya. We learn the Gzer Shav about Behema. We learn Yetzira, Yetzira. Okay, we had quoted Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that the Svar from Meir is because it says Yetzira by Behema Chayav Ov, just like it says it by Adam. So Gemara is going to say that there are other Amoraim that also hold that that's the reason for Meir. V'chein Amar B'chei Barabam Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Taimed Remeir, Hol V'nem Rabo Yetzira Ka'adam, that it says by Behema Yetzira just like it does by Adam. So ask the Gemara, we find other things that the Torah calls Yetzira, why aren't we Metame them to Masleida, meaning Amalei Rabbi Ami, Ella Meata, Mapelas to Mus Har Imo Tamea Leida. What if she gives birth to what looks like a mountain? She should be Tamei Leida. Shenemar Kihine Yotzer Harim Uvare Ruach. You see a Lashon of Yetziru when it comes to mountains. Samalei Har Mikam Apelas. Ever need to come up Pelas? How gush ikri? You can't give birth to a mountain. A woman cannot survive such a thing. If she gives birth to something that looks like a mountain, you know what we call that? We call that a rock. So that would never be called a mountain. No one would ever say, oh, she gave birth to a mountain. They would say, she gave birth to a rock, to what looks like a rock. Elameata hamapelas ruach. What if she's mapila ruach? I think they call that a chemical pregnancy. Te imo tamea leida. So then she should become tamea leida. So hol v'nemrabo bria ka adam. Since it says by a ruach, a lashon of bria, like it says by Adam, tichsev uvore ruach. So we should learn the gzera shava. V'chitema lo mufna. And if you're going to say, no, that's not mufna, so you can't learn such a gzera shava, midahavale lemichtav yotzer harim v'ruach, because it could have said yotzer harim v'ruach, you use the word yotzer to modify both harim and ruach, but uksiv uvorei ruach, but instead the pasuk threw in an extra word uborei by ruach shvamin alafnuye. It must be that that word uborei is available, so it is a gzera shava mufna. So Amalei, so Chibur Rabbi answered that done in divrei Torah mi divrei Torah. We learn a gzera shava from one pasuk in the Torah to another pasuk in the Torah. Ve'in done in divrei Torah mi divrei Kabbalah. We're not going to learn a gzera shava from a pasuk in the Torah to a pasuk in the Navi. So since the pasuk hinei yotzer harim uvorei ruach is in the Navi, we're not going to learn a gzera shava from the pasuk of Avril Kemesa Adam, which is in the Torah. So Gemara brings another possible explanation for Shitas Rabbi Meir. So far we only had one, that it's based on the Gzer Shava of Yitzira Yitzira. Rabba Rechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hainu Taimed de Rabbi Meir. The real reason Rabbi Meir is Metame Betumas Leda, a woman who's Mapil, Kemin Behema Chayva Ov, is Hol Ve'eneim Domos Kishal Adam. That the eyes of Behema Chayva Ov are similar to an Adam, in that they are black, and that they are round, round. So fish eyes are not round, and therefore Mapelis Tumus Dag is not going to be Tamei Tumus Leida. That's why Dafka Tumus Behema and not Tumus Dag. So says Gemara Elameata, if you're going to say that anything that has eyes that are similar to human eyes is Tamei Tumus Leida, Hamapelis Tumus Nachash Te Imo Tamei Leida. What if it comes out looking like a Nachash? Hold the Galgaleno Agula Kishaladam. A Nachash's eye sockets are apparently similar to a person's. And if you're going to say that Enoch Nami is true, how come it doesn't say Nachash in the Mishnah? So it says, "Mar Itan Nachash." If it would have said Nachash, Hava Mina Benachash who depligi Rabban Leid Rameir, that the Chachamim only disagree with Rameir about a Nachash to lo ksiv be Yitzira, because by Nachash you don't have the lashon Yitzira. Avol behem v'chaya lo pligi. I would have thought that the Rabbanon do not disagree when it comes to behem v'chaya, and that it's the woman is still tamei to muslei the duchsiv be Yitzira, because at least it says Yitzira over there. So that's why, in order that I shouldn't make that mistake and minimize the machlokas between our Meir and the Chachamim, we leave out Nachash, even though Ein Achinami, according to our Meir, Nachash would also be Metame, the mother, Tumas Leida. So ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan, the eyes of a behema are like a person's eyes. How can you say the eyes of a behema are like a person's eyes? V'gabe mumin katanila, eshagalgal eino agol kishel adam. When it comes to balimum, by a behema, we said that an animal whose eyes are like a person's eyes is considered a balmum by the behema. I mean, that's in Maseches Becharos, when we talk about the mumin of the Bechar. So since such a thing is a mum, so you see it's obviously not normal that the eyes be the same as each other. It says, no, lokasha. Ha ba'ukma, ha b'tziria. When Rabbi Yochanan says that the Eini Behema are like the Eini Adam, that's talking about the black of the eye, that it's round by both. Whereas the Mishnah talks about Galgal Eini Behema should not be ugul, like an Adam. That's talking about the eye socket, where it's different. Rabbi Yami says, I have a third explanation of Shita Shramayr, why it is that a woman who's Mapelis Kamin Behema of Chayva Of is Tami Tumas Leida. Hol Veinem Holchos Lefneim Kishal Adam. Their eyes are in front of their head, like an Adam, as opposed to a fish, where the eyes are on the sides of their head. So Vare Of the Einin of Holchos Lefneim Kam Rameir De Tamei. But wait a second, a bird's eyes are on the sides of its head, and yet it's still he still counted that as one of the items that if she's Mapil, it would be Metame her. Amar Abai Bikiri Vikifusa. There are types of birds that do have eyes in front of their heads, and those are the kinds of birds that we're talking about. So ask the Gemara, Ubishar Ofoslo, and if when it comes to other birds where the eyes are not in front of their head, would Rameir not be Metame, a woman who's Mapil, what looks like a pigeon or something, would not be Metame or Leida? Mesve. So they ask, Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus is a question of the Girsa. Some say Rabbi Chaim Ben Gamliel, but Omer, someone said near in Divrei Meir be behema v'chaya v'divrei Chachamim ba'ofos. That it seems that we should pass on Rabbi Meir that the mother is Tami Tumas Leida if what came out is looks like a behema v'chaya, but the Chachamim are correct that if it doesn't have a human form, that it's not Tami Leida. That's when it comes to Ophos, my Ophos. Which Ophos is Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus talking about when he passes like the Chachamim? Ilem b'kiri v'kufusa. If he's talking about Ophos that have eyes in front of the head, ma'ishem behem v'chayedin and holchos l'fnehen v'kishal adam kiri v'kufufanami. Why would you distinguish between a behem v'chaya on the one hand and Ophos that have eyes in front of their head on the other hand? If you hold that the entire svar of Reb Meir is about the eyes being in front of their head, el pshita b'shar Ophos. It must be that he's talking about other birds that have eyes on the sides of their head. Mechadra Meir Palig B'Sharofo. Sounds like if you're paskining like the Chachamim when it comes to Ophos that have eyes on the sides of their head, sounds like Rabbi Meir would still maintain his Shita even if the birds have eyes on the sides of their head. So how can you tell me that the whole Svar of Rabbi Meir is that we compare Behema V'Chaya to an Adam because they both have eyes in front of their head, but Ophos, and Ophos also only by some Ophos, but we see that by all Ophos. Ophos Rav Meir holds that it's like a behema v'chaya and Adam. So it says Merach Chisuri Mechzra v'hachi katani. You can't bring from this brisa that a Meir or Raya that a Meir would be metame even by birds that have eyes on the sides of their head because there's missing a little bit in the brisa. It should read Rabbi Chirim and Tikkun Somer near in Divra Meir. Bebehema v'chaya v'hu adin the karya v'kifusa. I would pass like Rav Meir by behema v'chaya, and also by those birds that their eyes are in front of their heads like an adam. And even though the Chum disagree with him and hold that all of these things would not be metami the mother to masleda, but we pass like Rav Meir because he's more mistaver. But v'divrei chachamim b'shar ofos. But I would paskin like the Chacham when it comes to other birds. She'af Rabbi Meir lo nechlakim. Not that I'm passing like the Chum against Rabbi Meir when it comes to other birds. I would pass like the Chum that the woman is not tamei to masleida, their basic shita, that she's not tamei to masleida by other birds, because you should know even Rabbi Meir agrees that the mother's not tamei to masleida in those cases. So the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Meir is moda by other ofos. Vatanya, we have a braisa that Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik Amapel's Behem of Chai Ludivir Rabbi Meir Vlad Ludivir Chum Eino Vlad. If a woman is mapil, what looks like an animal, according to our mayor, it is a Vlad, according to the Chum, it's not a Vlad. Uba ofos ti badek. And by ofos, you have to do further investigation. I can't give a one-word answer on whether ofos, when she's mapil an of, whether it's tamei to masleida or not. Leman ti badek. According to which of the Tanaim are you going to have to do further investigation? Lav le divrei mayor. Isn't it assuming like Rameir, damer, kiriv, kfufa in, shar ofos lo? And Rameir would say only those birds that have eyes in front of their head is the mother tamei to masleida, but on the sides of the head, it's not tamei to masleida. So there's Uriah, that Rav Meir himself makes such a distinction by ofos. So Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ika, lo, that's not what it means. Tibadik, tibadik l'rabbanon. It's going within the sheet of the Rabbanon. Damri kari v'kifufa in shar ofos lo. The Rabbanon are the ones that are mechali between kari v'kifufa and not shar ofos. So says Mark, the Rabbanon hold that if she's mapil behema v'chaya, it's not even tamei to masleida. Why would kari v'kifufa be more likely to be tamei to masleida? Maishna kari v'kifufa be behema v'chaya. Hold the yeshlan l'sasos ka'adam. Wow, that the most human-like creature is a bird that has eyes in front of its head because it has cheekbones like an adam. It's interesting that when the Gemara in Brachos talks about saying a bracha of Mishana Habrios, the Gemara talks about very specific creatures. It talks about monkeys, it talks about owls, and it talks about elephants, right? So what is it about those creatures? So elephants, they say, have intelligence that's close to Adam. Monkeys have many, many qualities that are similar to Adam. And owls have cheekbones that are similar to Adam. It could very well be, I make the case in my second Sefer, that the bracha is dafka reserved for those things that are similar to Adam in some way. You have to figure out why the bracha would be reserved. Maybe that's the most depressing, that you see that that something could be so close to an Adam, but yet it's a behemah, yet it's not an Adam. So the dafka on such creatures. So that's what we're saying, that the owl has this eyes in front of its head and cheekbones, so that's most similar to Adam. So as far as Tumas Leid is concerned, the sheet of the Chum is going to be that the mother's tummy Tumas Leid the dafka for those and not for other behemos v'chayos. So Rabbi Meir da Amar behemah b'mei isha v'lad ma'alyahu, according to Rabbi Meir that holds that a behemah b'mei isha is considered a real Vlad, the mother's going to be tummy to masleida. Kibaba via kiddushin mahu. What if the father accepts kiddushin for this dumus behema that's in his that his wife gave birth to? So is the kiddushin chal or not? So says one of my nafkamina, the tsuri bachusa. Nafkamina is that the guy who's makadesh that dumus behema, female dumus behema that came from a human, can he now marry the sister? The sister maybe is just a normal, regular person. So is he allowed to marry the sister? So lemeimer d'chayi. Wait, are you suggesting that something can survive that looks like a behema v'chaya that emerges from a human? That Rameir holds. So says Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says that Rameir only says the shita that there's tumas leida since bimino miskayim, that in this min of a behema or a chaya, there are living things that look like this. But that's it. Sounds like it's dafka pemino miskayim. But this Vlad itself is definitely not going to be miskayim. So how could Rabbi Yirmiyah say that the Vlad itself is going to live? So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah himself knew that the Vlad that's the most behema is not going to live. It's an absolute nefil. So of course there's no tefisas kiddushin. And still he asked Rabbi Zeira this as a joke, that Ad Kan Havir Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah tried L'Dei Gichuch, Rabbi Yirmiyah kept on trying to get Rabbi Zeira to laugh. V'lo Gachich, but Rabbi Zeira is a very serious fellow. He would not, and he took that very, very seriously, that he would not laugh, so no matter how much Rabbi Yirmiyah tried, it didn't work. The Ritva writes, is it usher to make, like, this is not like an off-color joke, it's not like, is it usher to say anything that will cause people to smile? So the Ritva says, no, this is mutter min adin. The Chacham, we used to do these kinds of things all the time, they had a good sense of humor, right? There's Rabbi Daniel Feldman once wrote an article about where we find humor in Chazal. There aren't that many places, but there are a couple of places where Chazal made a joke. The most famous one, of course, is in Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara says about a chulda that stores away chametz in advance of Pesach because it knows, the weasel knows that Pesach is coming. So Gemara says, what? V'chi chulda neviyah hi? Is chulda neviyah? And of course, chulda is the name of one of the neviyos. So that was a play on words. But Chazal, so even when they made jokes, they weren't like, LOL, nevertheless, the Ritva says that you're allowed to make a joke, but this is just a chumra that Rabbi Zeira accepted upon himself. The Chavos Yair in Chuvan Kufan Bey says we find a lot of places that Rabbi Zeira, a lot of places in Shas, where he was always bitsar, he was always suffering sigufim and precious, and this was part of his precious. He was an unusual person in this regard. Okay, Gufa. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Lo Amar Rav Meir Elahol B'mino Miskayim. That the only reason Rav Meir says the woman is tami to Masleida is because b'mino miskayim, she at least gave birth to something that its min can survive. So I'm Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, Afananami Tanina. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says, yeah, we have a Mishnah that a Vlad that's Budmus Behema is not going to be miskayim, even according to Rav Meir. And the Mishnah appears in Maseches Becharos that sometimes a woman is Yoledes a Ben Bechar, and nevertheless, the Vlad does not have a din of a Bechar for anything but Yerusha, that he gets Pishnayim B'nichse Aviv, but he's not a Bechar as far as requiring Pidyon HaBen. How so? Hamapelas kamin behema chayiv ha'of. If a woman gives birth to her first baby and it comes out, nebuch behema chayiv ha'of. So the nefel is not considered a ben b'chor as far as Yerusha's aviv, because he's not a bar kayama, he's not a ben nachala, and therefore the next baby that's born is the b'chor l'dine Yerusha. But nevertheless, as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned, so there's a question whether we should have the words Vlad Ma'al Yehu. It doesn't appear in the Mishnah in Becharos, but it seems that that's some color commentary that we're adding over here. The Nefel is considered to be a Vlad, and that which is born after it does not require Pidyon HaBen, because the Chiv of Pidyon HaBen is totally on Petarechem, on the first one that's out of the mother's womb. And the Nefel is the Petarechem, is the one that opened up the mother's womb. So Div Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's Shita. So his Shita in the Mishnah, that a Vlad B'dibus Mehema is has a din of a Vlad B'dmus Adam, and therefore the Ba'acharav does not require Pidyon HaBen. Say, no, if it doesn't look like a human, then it's not a Vlad Bichlal, not even as far as Petarechem is concerned. So the Mishnah goes on to say, V'mapelas Sandal, if a woman is a Mapil in the first Vlad, is something that its face looks crushed and you can't recognize facial features, Oshilya, O Shafir, or the first Vlad is it's just like the sack or the skin of the Vlad that the bones and the sinews and the flesh are inside of. So Merukam, or the Shvir is Merukam, that you can readily recognize a little bit of Tzuras Evarim. Vayotzi Mechutach, or a Vlad that comes out when it's cut up into little pieces. So in all those cases, Haba Achrav Bechor L'Nachla, the next child is going to be a Bechor L'Nachla, is going to get Pishnayim Ve'inu Bechor L'Kov, but is not going to be a Bechor as far as Pidyon HaBen is concerned. So Rabbi Yirmiyah finishes up the Raya. If the first one can survive, how could it be that the next one is going to be a Bechor Lenachla? If it's not the oldest child in the family, so why is Rav Meir Moda that Ba'achrav is Bechor Lenachla? It must be that it's Muchach in the Mishnah that Rav Meir agrees that the child's not going to survive. And Afal Pikein, he says that the mother's Tamei to masleda. Samarava liolam dechayi. No, maybe the child does survive. Ay, why is it that the ba achrav is b'chol nachla? Shaini asam damakar rachis ono. Misha libo dava alav, yatzazeh she'im libo dava alav. That rachis ono, in order to be a b'chor, it has to have some connection with the father. It has to be capable, the father has to be capable of forming some sort of emotional bond with the vlad. But he won't be misabel on a thing that dies if it doesn't look like a baby, if it doesn't look like a child, and therefore it's not included in Bechor L'Nachla. Okay. Says the Gemara now, there is such a din called the Ben Pakua, right? If you shecht a behema, then the fetus inside does not require shechita min haTorah. So, Baimin and Ravad Bar Ava me Abaye. Ravad Bar Ava asked the following from Abaye. L'Rav Meir damar behema me isha vlad ma'al yehu. According to Rav Meir, that a behema inside a woman is considered a vlad ma'alya as far as Tumas Leid is concerned. So, what happens if you shecht a behema and you find Adam bim'ei behema mai? What would be the halach of yishach the behema and you find a human form inside the behema? Does that have a din of an adam because it looks like an adam? Or maybe just like a vlad b'demus behema inside of a woman, Rameir holds, has a din like the mother, like the woman, so meaning like a human being. So too a vlad b'demus adam b'mei behema, according to Rameir, should be like its mother, which is a behema. So says my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina in this discussion? Can you eat it when you shech the mother? If it has a din of an adam, so then that's asur ba'achila and doesn't have any heter when it's nimtza b'mei imo. But if it's dino k'behema, then it's going to be mutter to eat such a thing. So this assumes that it's asur ba'achila when if it's an adam. Is that true that adam is asur ba'achila? Prichadash and Yardei Siminayin test discusses according to the Rishonim that hold that Basar Adam is mutter b'achila min haTorah. It's definitely asr to be a cannibal. You're not allowed to eat human flesh. Question is it asr mita oraisa or asr mita rabbanan to eat a human being? So there are many Rishonim that hold that it's only an isr mita rabbanan. That's what, again, to quote Rav Daniel Feldman, he wrote the article in humor, but the way he has a way of expressing himself sometimes. So he said, that's the old shaila. If the waiter comes and serves you some tray for meat, is it better to eat the tray for meat or better to eat the waiter? Right? So if you hold that it's that a behema has a that a human being is only yasur midrabanan, better to eat, obviously, if the waiter dies, if you cannot let it kill him. But so it would be better to eat the waiter than the non kosher meat. So anyway, if you hold like those shitas and rishonim, says the Prichadash, and there are many of them, the Raiva, the Ramban, the Rashba. So why is it so partial to the Gemara that if it's dino ka'adam, it's asur ba'achila? Min Adam is also a min that's mutter. So he suggests that even those Rishonim are not matir basar Adam min achai. Only lacharmoso, it's asur bevadai, like a din mace, which is asur ba'ana. Meaning, even they are only matir basar min achai. Once it's dead, it's a mace, and the mace is asur ba'ana. The Gemara is talking about being matir ba'achila la'acharmisa, and that's going to be asur midal raisa, because a mace is asur ba'ana. Okay, so says Gemara v'tifshol day mehad Rabbi Yochanan. Why aren't we poshit this suffix from the din that Rabbi Yochanan says? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan teaches us in Maseches Chulin that even though a vlad that's found inside of a behema that's shechted is mutar ba'achila and does not require shechita, that's when the vlad is a min behema. Hashochet as a behema matzah b'dmus yona. But if you shecht the behema and you find inside of it dmus of a yona, asur ba'achila. So that Demos is asa b'achila. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan, the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is that the Torah is only matir when you find a behema b'me'e behema. This whole din of Ben Pakua is if it's an animal inside of an animal and not other things that are inside of an animal. So l'chora hu adin, an adam b'me'e behema has din of an adam and will be asa b'achila. Says Mar Hachi Ashta. You can't compare those two cases. Hasam lo prasos ika v'lo parsi ika. Hacha, the process like a parsa mia ika. When it comes to demus yona, so there's no possibility to be matir through the shechita of the mother, because the pasuk from which we derive that the vlad is mutter when you shech the mother, the pasuk says v'kol behima mafreses parsa v'shosa shesa shtei prasos malas geir kabehima ba behima osatochelu. So we're only matir vlad that has prasos sedukos, that has split hooves, like it says, if the pasuk says prasos, or at least a parsa kaluta that's not seduka. So at least some sort of hoof. But by Yona, lo prasosika, lo parsaika. It has neither prasos nor even parsa. It's a bird. So hach over here, when it comes to demus adam inside of the hema, nihid the prasos leka. I understand it doesn't have prasos sedukos. A person doesn't have the double heel like a behema has, but parsa mia ika, but at least it does have it does have a bottom of the foot, so it has that. So there's makom to have a suffix at least that it should be included in the heterachila of the shechita of the mother. So at the end of the day, we don't answer the question. We leave it as a suffix, according to our mayor, by Vlad B'dmus Adam that you find inside of a behema, whether the heter shechita's aim will apply to such a Vlad or not. So we leave it as an abayadaliv shechita. The chamorim kol she'in bo. So then the Chum said, no, anything that doesn't have a Tzuras Adam is not a Vlad, and therefore the mother's not going to be Tameh to Masleda. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba Amar Rav Hakol Modim Gufo Tayish Upanav Adam Adam. Everyone would agree that if an animal's body looks like a Tayish, but its face looks like a human, so then it's a, meaning not an animal, if a woman gives birth to something that has human features, but its body doesn't look like a human body, so that's Metameh to Masleda, because you look at the face. Gufo Adam upon of Tayish, if its body looks like a human body, but its face is like an animal, lo klum, that's not a Vlad at all. Lo nechliku ella shepan of Adam, nivra ba'ayin achas kebehema. But it's basically a human face, but one of its eyes are like an animal's eyes. Sheremei romer mitzuras Adam, that Remeir says that any Vlad that has a little bit of a tzuras Adam, mei tzuras Adam, has the din of a Vlad, v'chamorim, called Tzuras Adam. The Chum say no, it has to look entirely like an Adam. So Amar lo Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba va'ib chatanya, but then we learn the opposite. Rameir Omer called Tzuras, v'cham momrim made Tzuras. So Amar lo itanya tanya. Look, if you have such a brisa, so what am I going to do? But I heard that the way I said it to you. You have a different brisa. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Chum, that these Evarim need to be Tzuras Adam in order for the mother to be Tamei to Masleda, meitzach u'gvinim ve'inayim ve'lasasos ve'gabal sazak. So the forehead and the eyebrows and the eyes and the cheekbones and I'm not sure what Gabbas Hazaka and some other facial feature. Achu Kulum Kechar. All of these things have to be Betzuras Adam, but you don't need ears like human ears. Rava Amar, Rava says Chasa. According to the Rava Amar Chasa, Rava says in the name of someone who is named Chasa, it's the name of a Chacham, according to the Chamim, that in order for the mother to be Tamei to Masleda, you need Meitzach, V'Gavon, V'Ayin, V'Chaleses, V'Gabbas Hazaka, and Achu Kulum Kachas. All of these Evarim have to be on the same side, Bitsuras Adam. Velo Pligi, Hakman Yamar Kaltsuras, Hakman Yamar Meitsuras. And really, the Rabbi Yochanan and Chasa are not disagreeing with each other. When Rabbi Yochanan says that you need Tsuras Shneit Stadim, you need on both sides of the face to have like this, that's if you hold Kaltsuras. But if you hold Meitsuras, one side of the face having all of these human like features is good enough. So Meisve asks the Gemara on Chasa, the Amor Chasa, Tsuras Panim Shamru Afilu parts of Echod Mina Partsufin. Then we said Tsuras Panim, it means even one limb from one of the elements of the facial features, like an eye or a meitzach or a cheekbone, even if the rest of the Tsuras Hapanim looks like an animal. Chutz Mina Ozin, except for an ear, if that looks human and the rest of the face looks like a behema, that would not be enough. That would not make it like a Vlad. So the Meimra de Michad Nami Sagi, do you mean to say that according to the Shita, like the Chachamim, that it's good enough to have part of the Tzuras Hapanim, even a single part of the Tzuras Hapanim is good enough, not like Chasa, who said that you need the whole side of the face, that if you hold part of means one entire side of the face has to look human. So Rabbi Kitanya Hi La'akev Tanya, Commander Amar called Tzuras. The Brisa that holds within the Shita of the Chachamim that it's not a Vlad until the entire face is Kishal Adam. So when that price was taught, that's talking about as far as Ikuv is concerned. That even if one element of the face is like a behema, that Aver is Ma'akev, that it doesn't have a din of a Vlad. chutz mina ozen, that even if it's b'shel behema, I mean, we're misunderstanding the brisa. When we say that ozen is different, we're not saying that a human ozen is not enough to make it a human. Of course a human ozen is not enough to make it a human. A human, any one thing that's human is not enough to make it a human. You need all side of the face, even if you hold that only part of the facial features. What we're saying is an animal ozen is not enough, even if you hold that all of the facial features have to be human, an animal ozen is not enough to take away from its humanity and to make it be considered like an animal image. V'hiba yisema, or another way to be miyashivit, is the olam kaman diyamar meitzuras, that really we're assuming like the shita that only part of the face has to look human. Umay echad, echad echad. When the Brisa says that if parts of echad is bitzuras adam, that's good enough, it means echad echad. It means one of each thing, one of the two eyes, one of the two nostrils, one of the two cheekbones. So that's what it really means when it says echad. But certainly, if you have just one facial feature that is like an adam, that would certainly not be enough according to anybody. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up tomorrow with Amar Rabbah.